This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Davis, LeBron James open for three! Talk about the moment.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. TNT staying in the NBA game. Maybe. And does Team USA looking vulnerable make the Olympics more fun? Now, I want to start with that. We'll get to the TNT stuff in just a second. But I saw this, I believe it was earlier today, maybe last night. The 92 Dream Team faced five NBA players. This team will face...
You're going to call them the Dream Team.
I know, that's probably not fair.
Like 60,
this
60-something?
USA team will face 59 NBA players. So
they don't know who they're facing. In the semifinals and finals.
But probably, okay.
You could add more, right?
That is,
Mike has a really good point. What if some country that has never played basketball before does a cool runnings and they're out there and they're
Wouldn't we at least know they're in the field, though? That you could face them?
A team drops down from the rafters like Sting.
Okay. Yeah.
Are there any teams that don't have NBA players?
And they
could land in the finals. I don't know.
I know South Sudan has
Wenyen Gabriel.
Luol Deng. Okay.
And Luol Deng doesn't play no more.
I was going to say, but I don't know if he counts since he's not in the NBA anymore. But the point is, at least, you guys are jerks. At least 12,
I just helped you out.
12 times as
Luol
many.
Luol Deng was in the same draft as Devin Harris. He's like 50 years old.
He was looking pretty good.
All due respect to Devin Harris.
So yeah. Does that make the Olympics any more interesting, knowing that, like, you For might sure. need to really watch these games because they could lose several of them?
I think that now when you watch the Olympics in men's basketball, it's interesting because women have a lot of professional players around the world, too, but the women seem to still dominate international play. But the men don't dominate international play anymore. So, yes, the USA team will always be favored against whoever they play.
Sure.
At the same time now, you know there's only like a 55% chance that they win the game or a 60% chance. Like they are not going to have easy games. Maybe there is a game where they play outstanding and they win by 20 or so, but there's a chance that they lose to any team now around the world.
Now, they went 5-0 in the exhibition schedule.
Barely.
That is true. They beat the aforementioned South Sudan by 1 point. They were 45-point favorites. They beat Germany last night by 4, and they open up...
How did Dirk do?
He was not in this game. I'm so sorry to tell
you. Isn't he the same age as Luol Deng?
Hey, I don't know why that's happening the way it is.
That left shrimp out there rocking
it. I don't believe that was the case.
Why not?
Either. At least I did not see him out there. The U.S. men's team starts for real, 10:15 a.m. on Sunday against Serbia. Now, I thought Mike had a great take on it. Corey, is that the way you feel? Because I do enjoy watching the United States like crush opponents and win. But with how much more varied the world is now in terms of talent level and NBA experience and stuff, that feels like that specific instance is never coming.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not rooting for the underdog against the U.S., Kevin, but
what?
A team that rolls out and has one NBA star and
UK
they're like trying to beat the Americans, you know, together. That is interesting. It's a good movie from Disney. You know, like it's one of those things.
So if the USA loses, you're going to be like, you believe in miracles?
Well,
yes!
What happened in Friday Night Lights? You were sitting there pulling for the Euless Trinity or the Odessa Permian team, right?
They lost.
They lost to Carter. So, like, you could still lose to the big dog.
Okay.
Like, was it Carter? Or yeah.
Yeah. It is crazy, though, when I know this is a long time ago now, and people might not even remember the same, but when Carlos Arroyo for Puerto Rico, like, scored 36 points or whatever it was and beat the United States, you're like, Carlos Arroyo barely plays in the NBA, and he is destroying us right now.
My time to shine.
It is interesting. You get a Dennis Schroeder, who you're like, he's a nice player in the league. Don't get me wrong, but he's a role player in the league. And then you put him on Team Germany, and he's playing as well as the stars in the NBA.
And it feels like that happens every like cycle that you get the Olympics. There's always just some role player for the NBA. Then when they get to play for their country, they turn into, I don't know, prime Michael Jordan. Shout out to Patty Mills.
Okay, let me ask you this then. When you see that performance, do you ever look, because Dennis Schroeder jumped to mind, do you ever look and go, man, we could have got him? Like, because you're
my thought is always, who the hell do you think you are?
Because my projection was, we could have had this player on our team, man.
That's what I yell at sometimes when I was at Maverick games. I'd start playing like Andre Miller. That's Andre Miller.
Yeah.
Who does Andre Miller think he is tonight? Like, I went to a game where he might have had like 52 points. I'm like, you're not that good. Start playing like yourself.
From the 903, U.S. men's hoops will lose at least one game. You can book it. Now, let's go to
a booker.
Yeah,
I don't hate America. Right.
I didn't read that one.
Yeah.
I did not read that one.
Said I hate America.
It's tough because if Devin Booker has like a game-winning shot, I'm going to root that he misses it.
Even if it's in the gold medal game?
I can't root for Devin Booker.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Yeah. So now maybe...
Because I think it'll be funny when he misses.
Okay. You'd be like, good job, chicken head.
Yep.
Let's go to cut number six. This is Steph Curry giving you a heads up that like, hey, need to watch out.
I've learned we're beatable if we don't... execute the details of what teams know they have to do to beat us, which the extra possessions, not taking care of the ball, fouling too much. It has nothing to do with our offensive game. Obviously, Bron's been taking over in the fourth quarter, giving us a huge bump, but the offensive game, we haven't played our best offensive game yet.
I really like when he said, hey, what we've learned is that we're beatable, mm-hmm. and we can't be giving up extra possessions, fouling too much, giving the ball away. I thought that was a great answer from Steph Curry, who usually gives really thoughtful answers.
How'd you learn you're beatable by winning? Like, that doesn't make any sense. You're not beatable. Okay. You're just sometimes you have to play a little harder.
Okay, look. I kind of get what Corey's saying, because there's a high school football coach I used to interview, and one time, like every week, he's a powerhouse high school, and I asked him one time, is there any part of you that's glad that you lost this early in the season because you could learn some lessons? And he goes, no, we could learn the exact same lessons and win the game by 40 points. And I was like, I don't know if I think that is accurate, but he had also won multiple state titles. So I was like, okay, well, you know, you probably know what you're talking about.
They're not beatable. They just got to play. They won by 1 point. They still won. That's not beatable.
Will you mark that? So whenever they do, if they do lose in the Olympics, we have Corey
then they'll going, be beatable at that point. I mean, they're undefeated right now. And you're undefeated, you're
never
not beatable.
Lost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're America, dude. We're not beatable. Like, come on. Come at us, bro. Anybody. I dare you. We are one nation united.
Are
we?
I don't know if you
We are 50-something states united.
The news lately. Tim Legler.
What's happening?
I feel like you're in the loop.
I missed it.
No, you didn't. You're a liar. Tim Legler said the problem is a lot of these international teams, they look like actual teams instead of a collection of all-stars, which obviously they play together a lot more. They train together a lot more.
And how much of that is because of what Team USA is?
Oh, for sure.
You're like, okay, how do we beat them? I mean, just look at Russia, right?
Yes.
How do we beat Russia eventually in hockey? It's never going to happen.
Yeah.
And then it finally happens and you're like, whoa, hold on. And so we have to commit more to becoming those types of teams that can compete against America.
Last week, as you guys were traveling around the world on your vacation, and I had to work. And Reggie, we are watching one of the games and they ended up pulling away tremendously in this game. But there was a play where we were watching during a commercial break where Joel Embiid got a pass around the elbow of the free throw line and he immediately threw it out of bounds and he was trying to be a team player. Joel Embiid and the four other guys on the court, Reggie, they're used to when they get the ball, it's now go time for them. And they're trying to figure out, well, I'm Joel Embiid. I'm awesome. But on this team, I'm supposed to move the ball and Steph Curry and LeBron and Kevin Durant and all this stuff. And I think it makes it really tough on these guys that they're trying to be a role player when they've literally in their life never been a role player.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely a part of it. And some of that is it speaks to the idea that they haven't played together even within the cycle of the Olympics, right? When you look at the team that you sent to the FIBA World Cup, it did not look quite like this. And some of the team players that you did send to the FIBA World Cup, guys like Jason Tatum, Anthony Edwards, when they're in that second unit hums. And so, like, you compare that to other nations where their top unit is the same team that they send to all these different competitions, and you wonder if some of that is like there's a congealing that happens. They come together as a squad more over these years, where USA, they come together for a camp and they try and get themselves to the same place.
Because we did that for a minute, right? With the Redeem team, Coach K and Colangelo, they're like, hey, this is a 2-year commitment, right? So you need to be at all the places. And then we won, and then we won again.
And it's also hard to expect like all these folks to be like, hey, give us all of your summers. Even while you're competing in the NBA and these types of things.
That is very fair. Now, Corey, I want to get your immediate feedback on this text from the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line from the 940. I told my nephew I will eat my hat if the United States does not win gold, and now y'all are scaring me.
You shouldn't eat your hat.
It's impossible to do that.
Yeah, it's gonna.
I don't think you can digest it. Okay. I don't think you can chew it. There's nothing that your saliva and your teeth will not make it like. You can't swallow a hat.
Can you put it in a blender?
You can't swallow like pieces of a hat.
Hat smoothie, huh?
How long has it been since I'll eat my hat has been?
I've never heard it.
You never? That's a very old timey phrase.
It is.
I lit a hat on fire once.
I remember that.
I mean, I know that bees don't have knees, but we have a saying like that too.
Why
that's
do people
the bee's
make,
knees.
Yeah.
No, I understand. Yeah. I'm not lost on the saying you're referencing.
I killed a whole bunch of wasps the other night. It was awesome. What? You can see the dead wasp. They don't have knees. Uh-huh. And I think they're similar to bees.
Okay.
They don't like each other. They fight over the same flower.
The expression was created in the 1920s by an American cartoonist named Tad Dorgan, who also graced the language with such corny superlatives as the cat's pajamas.
Oh, yeah. That the cats don't wear pajamas.
The flea's eyebrows.
No.
What?
The canary's tusk.
Wait, say those last two. I never heard them either.
The canary's tusk and the flea's eyebrows.
I don't know the flea's eyebrows or the canary's.
He was trying too hard. He was like, I'm going to make something stick.
Love it.
No.
Do you?
Yeah.
I want you to go
fleas eyebrows. Is that a good saying or a negative saying? Like, don't be the fleas eyebrows.
That sounds like the right way.
See, that's the fleas eyebrows.
I want you to go home and tell Sue that she looks like the cat's pajamas and just see if she's like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, I really want to see.
No, I think she's heard cat's pajamas.
Okay,
before.
What about the fleas eyebrows?
Oh. I think she would take it as a negative
I
thing.
Can see
like,
that.
What did I do wrong today?
It was originally, all right, sorry about this. It was originally the be all and end all.
Okay.
And it turned into the B's and E's, and then it turned into the B's knees. So that's kind of where that all started.
Now, one more quick note for you guys. There was a lot of headlines yesterday about TNT submitting matching NBA rights offer to that of Amazon's package. And people were like, okay, that means TNT gets to keep the NBA. Not necessarily, all right? From The Athletic, Andrew Marchand, he had some really good insight on this. He said, the NBA now has to negotiate with TNT, and it could be problematic. And what TNT might actually want out of this is, hey, just buy me off. You know, like they might legitimately want the NBA, but they might be like, hey, if we just match this, I think there's a good shot. They're just going to try to buy us off and be like, no, we want to go with Amazon. And then they're
like, pay TNT to not.
Yes, correct. Wow.
Because they had the legal right within their contract to be able to match. So in order to get them off of that legal right, you might have to buy them out of that contract.
Very
right?
smart.
And supposedly, yes, that is all correct. One of the sticking points is the NBA wants streaming deals as well. And like they want it to be able to like a combination. And supposedly TNT doesn't want to put all this inventory on HBO Max. They're like, no, no, this is for our over the air channels. And the NBA is like, yeah, that's not really totally what we're looking for. So I'm not sure that TNT is going to keep the NBA. I know they matched, but there's still more to this.
So what if Amazon says, you got it? And then Ted Turner's like, I don't have the money.
I don't think that is Ted Turner still alive? And he's not
I'll
been
do in, my Googles. Give me
he's
a second.
Not been in charge of that network for like he's 85
years old.
Years.
Yeah, man. It's
he's 85. He has $2.5 billion.
He has not had a say in that network.
His mustache also looks like he drank a lot of milk.
Who did he sell to?
Remember they merged with AOL?
Who's AOL?
What?
I know what AOL stands for, America Online.
Yes.
Something. Is it on?
It was America Online. That's correct.
Why do they need the L?
Because before we didn't have a really good grasp of like internet stuff, so we separated the O and the L in online. It was weird.
Yeah.
Ayo. That would have been a better saying. Instead of AOL, you could have been like, Ayo.
You know, missed the opportunity.
They missed it.
For Mike sure, missed you guys so much.
I know. I can tell.
Casey Bloys is the president of TNT.
Nobody's heard of him.
Nope.
Are you sure it's him?
Nobody's heard of her.
Nobody's heard of Casey Bloys is what you're saying.